The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You beat me to it again.
Yes. We are with attorney Michelle O'Brien, owner of the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract Company. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. Get a live view of Delmore Corners 24/7. You never know what you're going to see.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the show on. And don't forget to check us out on social media. Okay, attorney Michelle O'Brien, you're the owner of the O'Brien Law Group in Taylor, also Pinnacle Abstract in Taylor. Yep. You've been doing real estate for a long time.
A long time, for 20-something years, since 2002.
What else do you do? You do residential sales, commercial?
Commercial sales, anything real estate related, legal or through the title company. And I do corporate work, represent businesses. I represent banks and commercial lending transactions. And I have a big practice in oil and gas law.
Yes, you know your stuff there. We just recently did some great shows with you regarding that and the reassessment, the Lackawanna County reassessment. You gave us some really good advice on that. Okay, so today, let's talk about this. In real estate, most people think you either buy a house to live in, you buy one to fix and flip, or you buy it as an investment property. But there's a whole other world of buying and selling that involves never actually taking ownership of the property. So today, I'd like to talk about wholesaling and novation, two strategies that people may hear real estate professionals talking about, but few people really understand it. There's a lot of realtors that don't even understand it. So, let's talk about it. Start with wholesaling.
Sure.
What is it, basically?
Wholesaling is just like in retail shopping or wholesaling, where you have a seller. You have a seller who wants to sell their house, and they talk to somebody who either is representing themselves as wanting to buy their property or as someone who does this kind of as their business. Sometimes it could be one or the other. And then that person who ends up being a middleman, we call the wholesaler, and then they turn around and kind of on the same day and in the same, sometimes even in the same transaction, they turn around, they buy your house and turn around and sell your house to someone else for more money, and then they pocket the profit.
Right. And so it's quick, easy cash money.
Well, it's not very easy. There are lots and lots of...
For the wholesaler.
Even for the wholesaler, because they do have to find that end buyer. And if they want the deal to turn around on the same day, which is the reason they do it, is to avoid, in Pennsylvania at least, the reason why they do it is to avoid what's called, what we call a double transfer tax. Because in Pennsylvania, when you record a deed, you have to pay a transfer tax. And most places in Pennsylvania, it's 2% of the purchase price. And there are places like in Scranton where the transfer tax is much higher. So the idea is that the wholesaler doesn't want to actually buy your property and have it change hands into their hands and then them turn around and have to sell it. What they want to happen is you sell it to them, and on the same day they turn around and sell it to the new buyer for more money, and then they collect the profit in the middle. But in the meantime, between the time that they the wholesaler signs the agreement of sale with the original seller and closing, they have to go out and actually find that buyer.
Find another buyer.
And so it sometimes, if they can't find another buyer for the price that they want, or the new buyer doesn't like the inspections, or all sorts of things could happen with their lender, and now it gets delayed, but the seller doesn't want to delay the closing. There are all sorts of different things that could really become quite a problem and make it not so easy to wholesale a property.
Okay, so how does this even happen? And it's legal, right? And
sure.
Ethical.
It's definitely legal. I don't want to comment on if it's ethical. What they have done, and that doesn't mean I think it is or is not ethical. I just know that it is legal. But there are some new rules for wholesalers that have recently been put into place that kind of govern these transactions. And one of the things that is really, I think, made it more palatable for everyone is that everything has to be done on one closing statement. That means that the seller, the original seller, and the ultimate buyer of the property, they are on the same closing statement. So they see that this middleman, the wholesaler, is making a profit, and that the seller is not getting the sales price that the wholesaler is, and the buyer is not paying as low as they could have paid had they bought it directly from the seller.
Right. So usually it's people that are kind of in financial straits.
Absolutely.
That this happens to.
Sure.
Are these people that have those signs on telephone poles?
I've never called the numbers, but I would expect that that's who it is. You
right.
know, the we buy houses
right.
type people. Yeah.
Okay. And I would too. And their whole, as they receive calls for people that want to sell a house, their whole pitch is, we'll buy it, we're cash, you won't have the commission, the real estate commission, you'll save thousands of dollars in the commission.
Right.
And these people think it sounds good, right?
Absolutely. It does sound good.
So, but what they're doing is they're probably not paying fair market value.
Right. Because it's a quick, the people who are selling are trying to get a quick sale. They've got a financial issue or something else, but they still do have to wait. You know, if we sign an agreement of sale, usually it's at least a month, 6 weeks, sometimes 8 weeks.
And there's no guarantee that this wholesaler is going to find a buyer that's going to pay at the price that they find.
Right.
That they deem
right.
worthy.
And you're lucky if you find a wholesaler who, even if they can't find a buyer, will still buy your property. If they don't find a buyer, I have seen many, many times where they just back out of the transaction entirely.
Right.
And then you didn't sell your house, and now you're out 2 months of time when you really needed to sell your house. When, you know, not a... I guess it is a plug for realtors, but get a realtor and you'll sell your house just as quickly.
You can plug the realtor. That's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
I like to be neutral, but in this situation, if you're a seller, even if you're in desperate straits and you need the house to sell quickly and at whatever price you need it to sell at, it may be a more beneficial transaction for you if you find a realtor who can list the house appropriately, because it's going to be the same closing time. Usually it's the same closing time. I mean, I don't know all the wholesalers, so maybe there's wholesalers out there saying, I'll buy it, no title search, we'll buy it in 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know, but I would expect that most of them operate the same way.
So if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
It usually is. Yeah. That's right.
Well, the whole idea is supposed to be, and you know, I understand that not everybody practices this, but it's there's supposed to be transparency. So that wholesaler, when they approach the seller, they're supposed to say what they're doing and what their intention is.
Right.
They're supposed to disclose.
And even if they do, you have to expect that people who sell their house don't do this every day like you and I do. So a lot of the paperwork gets thrown at sellers, not just a seller that might be entering into a wholesale transaction, but every seller. They don't do this every day. They don't know what all the documents say. They don't know what the traditional process is to get your house sold. And so when they disclose and try and be transparent that they're doing a wholesale transaction, you know, you wonder if it's just a whole lot more information going in and they didn't realize that that was what was happening. And maybe they don't care. You know, that's also the case. Like, hey, I just want to get it sold and I want to get it sold quickly. What they don't tell you is all the pitfalls that you could encounter on the way to selling your house and get to a closing.
Exactly. But so wholesaling is becoming something that's being practiced more often. And we see listings entered into the MLS. And there seems to be a way that they are not, it's not obvious mm-hmm. that it's a wholesaling situation. But our agents have been exposed to this type of listing and are onto it. So they often ask the agent that's listing the property, is this a wholesaler? Is this a wholesaling situation? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that agent likes to pretty up the words and say, no, it's novation. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference?
I mean, there might technically be a difference, but I think it is very much the same thing. Novation can mean several things. So in my experience, when I've dealt with wholesale transactions, they're very much novations as well. There are other kinds of transactions that we call novation. So in one situation would be, let's say that I sign an agreement of sale to buy a piece of property and I put my name as the buyer. And then I decide I want to buy the property in a limited liability company and not in my own name. Well, the problem in Pennsylvania is, again, this double transfer tax, because the Department of Revenue has a rule that says if you assign your agreement of sale to someone new, which would be what was happening, if I assign it to my new company, my limited liability company, technically you're supposed to charge a double transfer tax for that. Now, that's, I don't think, the intent of that rule. There are other transactions that would qualify for that. And a wholesale transaction would be one of those situations because technically you're assigning that agreement of sale to the new buyer. But that's not the same thing that I would be doing when I assign it to my company. So what we do in that situation is we sign a novation agreement saying, okay, we're changing the name of the buyer, but you know, this is a related transaction. We're terminating the first agreement of sale and entering into the new agreement of sale. That would be the transaction that if it was my LLC, but if it was a wholesale transaction, there is that novation in the middle where they assign the agreement of sale to the new buyer. And so I think that's where it's a subtle difference. I think when we're talking about it, it sounds very much like a subtle difference, but it is a pretty significant difference when we're talking about that double transfer tax.
Okay, so this is something that Pennsylvania just changed. You have to be a licensed agent to wholesale legally, correct?
That is, I think, new regulations as of this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good news, but I don't know. Part of me doesn't like it.
Why not?
The whole idea of
it's got to go from one to the other, and it's got to be seamless. There's always a bump in the road.
Sure.
Nothing ever goes smooth.
Sure.
Does it ever go smooth? I don't know.
I don't care
Nothing's
for it because
easy.
I feel like the seller is not getting what they need to get.
Oh, out of a novation transaction.
Yes.
Or out of a wholesaling
yes.
transaction. Yes. I thought you meant the regulations. I think the regulations
are great.
Oh,
gosh, no. I think the regulations are wonderful.
Yeah.
But I was kind of hoping that they would make the whole wholesaling novation thing
right.
go away.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think making the wholesalers be have a license, have a real estate license is super important, because at least now they're governed by some ethical rules, some legal rules, and, you know, at least there is an appearance that they have to comply with those kinds of regulations.
Right. So I think, you know, when we opened the show and I said it's legal and it's ethical, and as you said, you weren't going to comment on the ethical part, I don't know, you know? I mean, that's the way it's described as, but as long as transparency right. Is given, but I still don't have I have issues with it.
Was selling a house to someone and then I found out that they were selling it on the same day that I sold my house for $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 more, I would be upset.
Yeah. Well, I had an attorney one time who's still practicing in Scranton. We had a listing, and the agent in my office had the listing, and the buyer was at Andor Signs. And then, you know, as soon as the contract was signed, there appeared on Zillow this house at a different price. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the attorney got wind of it and immediately called me and canceled that contract.
Yeah.
Canceled that agreement of sale. Mm-hmm. And just was like, no, we're not doing this.
Yeah. There are definitely title companies that do wholesale transactions and document them and close them. I have passed on them. I pass on them currently, but
they're becoming more frequent.
They are becoming more frequent. I don't currently feel comfortable with doing it, because the last thing you want is to show up at the table and have the buyer or have the seller say, what's going on? What is this $50,000 fee going to this person? That's the big concern that no one's ever aware of.
Right. And this is selling a cake that's not even baked yet. Right. Mm-hmm. This is what's happening out there. And I just think that, unfortunately, there's people that are in dire financial straits and may feel that they're out of options, and at the time feel like it's a good deal.
Yeah. They're now, you know, like I said, I haven't called numbers that are the phone numbers that are out there for We Buy Houses and things like that. So there very well may be some absolutely legitimate wholesalers out there, or
of course
doing the right thing and doing it the right way. Sure. I just don't get involved with them very often.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It never made me feel good.
Yeah.
that type of situation. Okay. Good stuff. With us today is attorney Michelle O'Brien, owner of the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract Company. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Sure. Our phone number is 570-209-7901. We are on Kaiser Avenue in Taylor, and our website is www.obrienlawpa.com or pinnacle-abstract.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. We have a lovely three-bedroom, two-bath home at 220 First Street in Oliphant for $189,000. This home, it's in the Valley View School District. It has a spacious modern kitchen, a dining room, hardwood floors, modern baths. It's got ductless air conditioning. It's got a tankless hot water heater, so you'll never run out of hot water. All of it on a manageable lot and low taxes of only $1,600 a year. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath home with low taxes at 220 First Street in Oliphant for $189,000. That's listed by Nicole Clark of our office.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying and educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, where dreams find their address. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy in with attorney Michelle O'Brien from, well, Michelle owns the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract in Taylor.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. First half of the show, we talked about wholesaling innovation, what that entails. Now I'd like to talk to you about for sale by owners. There could be legal implications for sale by owners. And so many homeowners think that when they sell on their own, that the big thing is they think they're going to save money on commission. Mm-hmm. And it sounds simple, but there could be legal pitfalls.
Sure. All right? Absolutely.
So let's talk about that.
All right. Yeah. So usually when people do a for sale by owner, it's for one of two reasons. One, they want to avoid the getting the realtors involved and having to pay a commission. That's absolutely like the no-brainer reason. That's what everybody thinks of. But there's another whole group of transactions that involve people selling to family members or friends, or a neighbor knows that so-and-so is going to move out and so they want to buy the house, and then the neighbors come to an agreement. And in those situations, there's no reason to get a realtor involved, they feel. And they want to proceed, and then they call my office and say, we want to sell this property. I'm going to sell it to my neighbor. We already agreed on this is the price, and this is when we're going to have the closing date and everything. We're in complete agreement over everything. And so that's when they do call my office, and we do prepare those kinds of agreements of sale, and we represent, you know, the buyer or the seller in those kinds of transactions. But as you were saying, there are a lot of things to worry about. What I mostly worry about is when people see either online, or I've seen it occasionally on TV, like if you want to sell your house on your own, contact, you know, forsalebyowner.com. I don't know if that's a real website, but just some sort of a website where they set you up with all of the documents and the signs and things like that to be able to show, to be able to kind of advertise their property as a for sale by owner. And it's a lot more, there's a lot more involved than just finding the buyer, which is why people contact my office, because they know there's a lot more than just finding a buyer. But the people who truly do the whole thing on their own are really walking a little bit of a tightrope and taking a lot of risk, both on the buyer and the seller side.
You certainly know contracts better than I know contracts, and I've been dealing with them for over 30 years because mm-hmm. you're the legal expert, right? Mm-hmm. So, but do you negotiate?
Absolutely. We can negotiate. Usually when it comes to me, When a deal comes to me, it's a neighbor to neighbor or a family member to family member, and there's not a lot to negotiate.
Right. They've already pretty much made up their mind.
Yes.
Right?
They've already decided this is going to be the sales price and this is when we're going to close. And it's usually a very friendly transaction.
Right. Right. So, but in real estate, it's not always that way.
Never. It's almost never that way.
Right. So a lot of people think that the home will sell itself in a hot market. And or maybe somebody that decides to do a for sale by owner had a bad experience with an agent. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they classify all realtors as, I've come across people like that. They've had a bad experience.
Lawyers too.
Yeah, lawyers too. Car salesmen.
Yeah.
The whole. So, DC, you're safe.
Good.
Director and producer of Bull Goal Media Group. You're safe. You're not clumped into that. But there are legal responsibilities of for sale by owners that can cost them.
Absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely.
So what do you see happening sometimes that should be avoided?
So the number one thing that buyers and sellers, especially sellers in this situation, don't know is that there are Pennsylvania required disclosures and federal required disclosures that a seller needs to make to a buyer. It is required by law in the agreement of sale or at roughly that time, talking about the property's condition, There is a lead paint disclosure. There's all sorts of disclosures about the property that need to be made to a potential buyer. And that is something that 99% of sellers don't know about and don't include in their paperwork that they are trying to handle on their own. The other thing that I would caution about every kind of legal document, and not just real estate related, but every kind of legal document, is that online templates are not always super reliable. They don't always include everything you need in them. They are not always applicable to your specific transaction. They may need some modifying to fit your specific situation. So that is another thing that most people think they can just pull something off of the computer and just fill it in and be done with it. You know, the realtor forms from the Association of Realtors are absolutely curated for exactly these kinds of transactions. There's not just one form. There's lots and lots of forms for whatever the specific situation is. And so either going to a lawyer or a realtor in these kinds of a situation is going to be absolutely invaluable. There are also sometimes realtors in these kinds of situations who will agree for a small fee to kind of facilitate just the contract end when you already have an agreement. And I don't want to commit any realtors to anything, but that is something some realtors will provide as a service, you know, for 1% as opposed to 3%. They'll agree to do all the paperwork and help walk you through the entire closing process. And that's another thing, is that the closing process isn't just the signing of the agreement of sale. There's lots of things like making sure that you have timelines in there for when the inspections have to be done and that those timelines are complied with. Things like, what happens if the buyer can't get financing? You know, who's going to hold the deposit? And is the person who's holding the deposit following all the escrow rules that you have to follow? There's lots of contingencies that buyers and sellers don't think of until it's a little bit too late, and they certainly don't know how to document those. And so what I like to tell people is, ideally, we'd have a handshake deal and we'd all go along our way and we'd go to closing and it wouldn't be a problem. But the reason why we have contracts is because there have been enough situations that have gone wrong and that have gone to court. And that is why we have contracts, in case the deal falls apart. We all cross our fingers and hope everything goes great. But in the case that it doesn't, you want to make sure that you're in the best position you can be in to make you whole and to make sure that you can either sell your property to someone else or buy another property or something like that, whichever position you're in.
Right. So, you know, common things that I hear about are incomplete or missing disclosures. And that could lead to lawsuits down the road. And as you mentioned, those kits that sellers can get with the forms, the templates, somebody could be of high intelligence, high IQ, and still poorly write a contract. And
absolutely.
It could be ambiguous, and that could hurt the seller in the long run. And then, of course, fair housing laws.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And then the failure to follow escrow rules. And mm-hmm. we're governed by really strict escrow rules.
Yes, same. Yeah. So are we. And the other thing that sellers don't think of a lot, and I know we talked about this in a different show, is that a deed is required. There's a document called a deed that's required to transfer a piece of property from one party to another. And usually a seller is not equipped, or a buyer is not really equipped to prepare a deed for a transaction like this. So that would be something, especially if you don't have a title company involved, you need someone involved who can prepare a deed for the transaction. I would say that that would be one of the items on the top of the list that you should not try to prepare yourself.
Thank you. Attorney Michelle O'Brien, owner of the O'Brien Law Group and Pinnacle Abstract Company. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Yep. My phone number is 570-209-7901. And we're in Taylor on Kaiser Avenue. And our website is O'BrienLawPA.com or Pinnacle-Abstract.com.
Check back in with us next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.